Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Linda Malayev sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Bustle, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. We're in Massachusetts as well. I think I missed a few, but we're just worldwide. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700. And ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. Ask also about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with as close to cash as it can be without being cash. So you go in with a written commitment, second best only to cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. You can also check out our low-rate guarantee. Now, certain restrictions do apply, but the details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, we have the first-ever 24/7, 365-days-a-year real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Mass, and Phoenix, Arizona. You simply dial 716-631-4800. You enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description, and then you will be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. It's all automatic, it's just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or another broker's. So right now, it doesn't matter spring, summer, fall, all seasons lately, there has been a shortage of homes available for sale in Western New York neighborhoods. And there's a very high number of well-qualified buyers, I'm so used to saying borrowers, actively looking for a home. If you or anyone you know has been considering selling a property, now's the time. At Hunt, you list your house for free. Any Hunt agent can work with you aggressively to market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: we will sell your home, or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments or any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls. Join us on the air. We have a really special show for you today. I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves to you. We have Kyle. Kyle, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, so my name's Kyle Evans. I am a real estate professional at Hunt Real Estate. I've been in the real estate business for about 5 years now. I am part of the Lemke team with my partner, Mark Lemke, and we service all of Western New York. So if you're looking to buy or sell in Western New York, you could reach out to the Lemke team at Hunt Real Estate ERA.
Great. Awesome. And Sam?
Hey, good morning. Sam Geraci with Hunt Mortgage. With Hunt Mortgage for the last 15 years. I work closely with the Lemke team and others in the area. So here to help anybody out with needing assistance for purchases or refinances.
Great. Well, welcome, Kyle. Welcome, Sam. This morning, we are going to be talking about all things real estate. We're going to get into a little bit about rehab loans if you want to buy a fixer-upper, because there is a limited number of homes on the market. So maybe you got to look outside the box a little bit, if you will. And perhaps look at some listings that you might not otherwise have considered, maybe some that need some work. Kyle, let's start with a general overview from your perspective as a real estate professional. How's the market?
So the market's great. I mean, we did see a little bit of a slowdown at the end of August, but that's pretty common with kids getting ready to go back to school, and a lot of people are taking vacations at the end of August. But since Labor Day, things have really picked up. We are working with a lot of first-time home buyers, so there's a lot of first-time home buyers coming onto the market, and we're sending them, you know, over to Sam because Sam's great.
Awesome.
And we're also seeing a lot of people that are looking to downsize.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, older folks that whether they can't do the stairs or they just have too much house, too much land, and we're working with them to not only find a new house that fits their needs, but also sell their house at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And Sam, when you deal with first-time buyers, where do you start? Do you start with, you know, how much cash they need? Do they qualify? All of the above? Do you start where they want to start?
Well, I kind of start the conversation where I'm opening the door for them to kind of give me some insight on what they're looking to do. The general ideas of where they're looking to purchase, you know, if they have any, they're a veteran or any of those kind of general specific information, as well as they looking at what their budget might be for a monthly payment. And then from there, with that information, I then will then start to drill down and start fine-tuning the questions and looking at the income and then determining the amount of assets they might have available to determine which product might best fit their needs with all the different products that we do have. And then from there, we'll drill down to something specific. And then we'll spend some time doing the updated credit report for them and then come back with some specific numbers on some examples of homes.
Yeah.
So that process is maybe 5-10 minute conversation, 20, 25 minutes tops to complete everything for them.
Okay, great. Kyle, what do you think is driving this market? It's so hot. Is it the lack of listings? Is it the economy here in Buffalo? All of the above?
A little bit of all of the above. I mean, I think we're seeing a great economy in Buffalo. There's a lot of people that were either out of work that are now back to work. These first-time homebuyers especially, they have the money to spend. You know, they're making their full down payment. A lot of them are coming in with 20% down. And, you know, like you said, there is a little bit of a shortage, you know, with homes for sale. And I think that's a great opportunity for the 203K rehab loan that I know we're going to talk more about, just because there's less competition for these buyers that are coming onto the market. Because these homes do need a little bit of work, but it makes for a great opportunity.
Now, what about houses that need a whole lot of work? It seems to me that there's, I don't know if there's a large population, and again, this is all unscientific, just sort of my own observations, but it seems to be a lot of people that think they can flip a house. You know, competing. A friend of mine, an old family friend, just did that. He bought a house, and his sisters, I'm good friends with his sisters, and they were all down his throat going, you pay too much, and this and that, and you're not going to be able to do this. And he's hammering away and knocking out walls. And so do you see a lot of that, people buying homes to flip?
We see quite a bit of it. And it's just something that you have to be a little careful with, you know, especially if it's your first time ever doing it. You definitely want to have an expert on your side. You need to know what renovations are going to bring back the best return on your investment. I have unfortunately seen some people get in and, you know, they watch HGTV or some other show and they think it's a little easier than it is. And they unfortunately end up over their heads. So definitely have an expert by your side. And if that's something you're looking to do, I'm here to help.
Yeah. Or over-improved. You know,
that's exactly
thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sam, what's happening with interest rates? Just low as heck?
Yeah, I mean, interest rates are all below four. They're in the three range, which is just kind of amazing. I mean, it's very cheap money. Even when rates were in the fours, it's still cheap money, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
But there definitely is a lot of cash out there. We're seeing a lot of these first-time homebuyers, as an example you're talking about, where mom and dad are willing to give gifts. So there's that residual cash that's out in the market right now because the economy is doing well and people have wages have been increasing as well, too. And we're seeing a lot of that. And people trying to capture and get into their first house, be it a flip or a rehab mortgage or just a nice walk-in home all ready to go.
So does it cost anybody anything if, like, let's say they bought a house and they got a quote from some bank, cost anything to ask you what rate you could get them?
Not at all.
I'm amazed, and I always say this with a smirk on my face. I'm just amazed. We had a young person call into the office. Yesterday happened to be a friend of my son's, and he was like, no, I'm going to, you know, this bank. And we said, well, what's your rate? And we were an eighth lower, and it was a big loan. So just like, did that kill you to ask 2 seconds and you just saved his monthly payment was probably going to be $30, $40 a month less, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, and we see that a lot of times too, where people come with a little bit better rate, but once you really start drilling down and doing some comparisons for them, which is the key piece, is the cost up front.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, they'll see their very low rate, but there's hidden fees, which will be shown on the estimates that they eventually get from the lender. And every lender should provide something up front.
Right.
Without doing a full application so we can compare the closing costs the interest rate.
Yeah, you know, I was on the show last week with Peter, and we were talking about that very subject, and I was saying how there's a large national lender, their name might rhyme with Quicken Mortgage, and their rates are super.
Yes.
They pop your eyeballs out until you look at the fees. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, this is not a bargain. I mean, sometimes they're very competitive. Maybe sometimes there might be the lowest rate in town. But there have been times where I have seen quotes that I'm like, God, not only can we beat that, like we can beat that like a drum.
Yes, it's interesting because, you know, everybody can remember, nothing's for free. You know,
yeah,
it might sound
sure.
great, and boy, that sounds wonderful, but there's something hidden behind some of those numbers.
Right.
And that's why it's important to compare.
And if we're being honest, you can shop, and I think we can always save somebody money within reason, but we're not going to save you $1 million. I mean,
correct.
Nobody's going to have a 2% rate when everybody else is at 4%. It's just, we're all getting money from the same well.
Right, and most lenders are within 1/8% of each other across the board.
Yeah, so, mostly.
Yeah,
I agree with you. So, Kyle, let's talk about, do you have any listings you want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually, speaking of downsizing, we have the Perfect Ranch in Wheatfield Lakes out in Wheatfield. The address is 2468 Osprey Lane. You could check it out on our website at thelemkyteam.com. And that's going to be open. We're doing a pre-football open house 11 to 1 on Sunday.
Oh, that's smart.
And we're actually going to be raffling off a gift card for one of the lucky guests that come to the open house.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Beautiful hardwood floors, just over 2,000 square feet. Maintenance-free, first-floor laundry.
Wonderful. And did you say this is a starter home or a downsized home or either?
It could be either.
Yeah.
I'd say, I mean, it's listed at $319,000.
That's not a starter home.
Right. So I would say more so for the downsizer.
Yeah. Unless, you know, somebody won big money. And by the way, let's start a rumor. So you heard that somebody won $80 million in Derby, right?
Yes.
Okay, and they haven't come forward.
Correct.
So right after that came out is when I got the phone call that Peter can't make the show today. Now,
uh-oh.
Peter lives in Derby.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hey. So, Peter, if you won that $80 million, please don't forget your loyal, loving employee of 40 years. I was like, oh, I don't know. I haven't heard from Peter since that came out, so I don't know.
Interesting.
You might be hearing a lot more of Linda then.
Right. Yeah, definitely, because I did not win the Powerball. And I was saying, you know, Derby really is... You know, there's a lot of big estates out in Derby. So I said, won't it be something if some really wealthy person on the lake won the money, you know? I'm hoping it's some beer toting, you know.
Exactly. There's definitely driving collar. Through. Did they say where the ticket was?
Yeah, the Tops.
The Tops.
Yeah, and it's $80 million.
Yeah, one person.
One person. And then they go, well, they're not going to get $80 million. I'm like, well, geez, what are they going to get, 50? I could still do okay with $50 million. I'd be buying your listing, Kyle, and all.
I was
going to
say, that person could, you know, afford to buy a pretty nice house.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about when you have your house on the market. I've actually been looking around a little bit myself. I'm thinking about moving. And I've gone into a few open houses, and sometimes people have, like, candles burning and... You know, incense burning, and I was talking to an agent about it. He said, no, don't do that. That makes people suspicious that your house smells. So what camp are you in? When I walk in, should somebody be baking bread in the oven? Should they have candles burning? What should they do?
Right. I'm in the less is more camp.
Okay.
I have had open houses or showings before, and the seller has a candle burning in every room. And like you said, it's automatic suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
People wonder what they're trying to hide. And I do understand, you know, if you have pets, you know, mm-hmm. you might have a pet odor that maybe you don't realize, but people coming into your house realize.
Yeah.
And that's something when I meet with people, I'm 100% honest, because we have to address any issue that there is that I think might cause an issue with a buyer.
Yeah.
So less is more.
Yeah. How do you have that conversation with the seller? Do you just say, look, I want to talk to you like I'm a buyer and
Right. I mean, you have to be empathetic. I mean, I have pets, so I understand it. And I'm sure, you know, you could probably, if someone that doesn't have a dog walks into my house, they might be able to smell that I have a dog. But so it's just really being empathetic and understanding and, you know, just letting them know that, you know, this is a big sale. This is a big asset of theirs. And we want it to set them up for the best opportunity possible.
Mm-hmm. And what about staging? Do you recommend people stage?
In certain circumstances. I think every circumstance is a little different. If you don't have a professional stager, which I could recommend, and we do have stagers that we work with, I could give you tips and pointers. And we do have an excellent staging pamphlet that I leave with all my sellers that gives them relatively cheap, inexpensive things that they can do to really appeal to a buyer's eye.
Yeah. So you and Mark Lemke work together as a team. And I think that's awesome. I think that when somebody wants a realtor, if they're getting a team, they're getting two minds for the price of one. So do you and Mark have different skill sets, different things you like to do? You buyers, he sellers, or what do you do?
Absolutely different skill sets. And I think that is really the highlight of, you know, how we work so well together. Mark's been in the business for over 20 years.
Yeah.
If anybody knows real estate, it's Mark.
He sure does. Yeah.
You know, and especially for the primary market area. Me, I do know real estate, but at the same time, I'm also more up to technology with where it's going now in terms of marketing, social media.
There you go.
And you'd be surprised how many houses are sold over things like Facebook, Instagram, and things like that now, YouTube.
That's what we need, Sam. You and I need, you're a few years younger than me, but not a decade. So we need a young guy. We need a Kyle to do. I'm so far behind on that. I just got on Facebook like a month ago. That's how pathetic I am.
I am still so old school in the sense of nowadays we can do mortgage applications for electronic signature. You never have to sit in front of the customer. I just can't do that. I need to see that person and go through the questions that they have, and you get a sense of what they're doing by seeing them. So I'm still struggling with the whole technology. I'm still hands-on kind of a guy, but there's a lot of positives to that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And do you find, Sam, that young folks are resistant, or do you say to them, look, this is worthy of a face-to-face meeting?
That's kind of my approach. I can't recall the number of times people say, well, I don't want to meet with you. I'd rather just do it maybe once a year, if that.
Yeah.
So even younger folks, they kind of appreciate the fact because they have a lot of questions and be face-to-face works out well. And I kind of set that expectations of what the meeting's going to be about, an hour and 20 minutes per se. Mm-hmm. And they're comfortable with that. So we work around their work schedules and family schedules, and it works out nice.
Yeah, you know, I got a call from one of our managers in Syracuse. So I know this person's not listening right now. So they said to me, you know, call this mortgage consultant. Her company's being taken over, and, you know, we've known her for years, so call her and you know, see. We think she'd make a good addition to Hunt Mortgage. So I call her. No return call. I call her again. No return call. I call her again. No return call. Finally, I text her, and she answers me.
Amazing.
And now you might think she's, you know, Kyle's age, right? No. So during the texting, she reveals to me what her age is, and it was north of 75. And she only, I was like, wow, you know, so some people, I guess it doesn't matter what age they are, they're into, you know, texting and that sort of a thing. But I'm like you, I want to speak. I want to hear your voice. There's a give, there's a take, there's tone to voice, right?
Yes, but it's still with the texting and that kind of, I kind of look at texting as more of instant communication. I kind of expect a response very quickly if I'm texting somebody. And if someone has a quick question, you know, via text or for me, I'm going to respond right away. So I think that's very important, that technology and that aspect. But when it comes down to that, let's get the mortgage going and started, to me, that needs to be a face-to-face. It's just my personality with that and my interest in making sure they're getting all their questions answered.
Yeah.
All the preliminary stuff they can do online as well, which is nice. So that technology does come in hand.
Yeah, and actually I was talking to somebody yesterday who said, Jeff Jack in our office, you know Jeff, and mm-hmm. he said, I never pick up the phone anymore if somebody's calling me. He said they have to text me first because there's so many telemarketers calling and they look like normal phone numbers. So
correct.
I said, oh, you know, I never thought of that. So, right, I probably looked like, you know, and I don't know about you, I get like 5, 6, 7 calls a day.
Yes.
Talking about the home warranty on a car I don't own. health insurance, wanting to sell me health insurance. And then I get, hi, this is Ashley. How are you today? And it's like, oh, I'm busy. That's how I am. And it always looks like a local number. And I always, I pretty much do answer my phone all the time. because I never know who's going to call me. Might be Brad Pitt calling, you know. He left that witch in Jalee, and he wants to talk to me, and I want to pick up.
You never know.
I have noticed I'm getting more crafty lately. A lot of these telemarketers are using 716 numbers now. So I answer thinking it's a client, and then I'm disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
A quick hang up, and you're done.
Yeah, and I love when you go, hello, 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 and then you get the, hi, it's Ashley. It's like, I'm going to scream, throw my phone out the window. Anyway, all right, so this is not a show about Linda's aggravations in life. That would be a two-hour show. This is only an hour show, so we're going to talk about real estate. Sam, let's talk a little bit about rehab loans. And if somebody walks into a house and it isn't exactly what they wanted, but it could be what they want because it's got good bones, as they say, tell us about a rehab loan.
Yeah, the basics of the rehab product is that we're going to provide basically money to do the purchase as well as funds that can be used then for the renovation. And these will be renovations that the buyer kind of chooses, might have to get done as well. The key though on the renovation program is that this work cannot be done by the buyer.
Right.
The work has to be done by licensed insured contractors that they would choose on their own. So it's not as though they have to go to a list of contractors, but they can pick anybody they want to. So we incorporate that money into their mortgage.
And licensed. So if it is putting a new floor in, it has to be, no matter where the work is, or is it only if the city of Buffalo, you have to be licensed,
correct.
My understanding
yes.
is. Okay, but I don't think so. In Amherst, you have
that
to
is
be,
correct. No, yeah, the licensing is specific to the town. So if that town requires a license to do linoleum flooring, yeah, you need a license. If Amherst or other town does not, you do not need a license.
Yeah,
you just need verification.
I don't even need to speak for Amherst. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. I know the city does. I know you need a license for pretty much everything in the city.
Yes.
My husband owns a landscaping company, and I know he's always running into the city to get, you know, a license to do whatever work it is he's doing. So.
Yeah, I kind of use that license and insure just to kind of drive the point home that it has to be a bona fide contractor that we can verify. That's been in business, can't be the little handyman down the street, not insured, those kind of things.
Right, and because the Department of HUD, which sponsors those loans or insures those loans, wants the work done properly. And, you know, as you know, if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, that can take a bad situation and make it a whole lot worse.
Correct. That's why that rehab program, the process involved is very, very extensive in the sense of working with the right buyers who are ready to get their hands dirty, per se, when it comes to really researching their contractors, the paperwork that'll be involved in the draws, setups, and so forth. So that's a lot involved, and it's a great product, though. It really is.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Linda Malaya from Hunt Mortgage, sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and the Syracuse markets. You will also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before but live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well, only at Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. For those of you who would prefer to simply pick up the phone, you can call the Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. So I'm in the studio today with Kyle Evans from the Lemke team of Hunt Real Estate and Sam Geraci, one of our leading mortgage consultants at Hunt Mortgage. So Kyle, how come Mark is in here? Is he like getting to sleep in or something?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Mark, get up. Is he having his coffee?
He's probably having his coffee. He's listening to the show. And right. We actually have a couple of appointments after this. So I'm sure he's getting everything ready for that. And
good. Okay.
We'll be on the road soon.
Next time we'll get him. Is he shy? Mark doesn't strike me as the shy type. He'd be here.
I think he'd come on. What do you think,
Sam? I think he would. Yeah.
All right. We'll get him next time.
We'll have fun. We'll all get on here.
Yeah, Mark is very creative and very clever. He had a great suggestion for me to put some signage up in some of our offices, and I am working on it. It was a very, very clever idea.
Well, let me say this. I did call Mark first in terms of coming on the show today, and he immediately said, well, let's talk to Kyle, see what he has to say.
Oh, okay, so, there
you go. Didn't take him long, did it?
No.
All right, we're going to call him out. That's right. So, Kyle, I was saying before to Sam, it doesn't cost anything in any way to ask Sam if they can match, beat a rate or a closing cost. And I never understand why people don't do that. If I'm looking for a house, it doesn't cost me anything to talk to you either, right? I mean, no one incurs a fee from you or Hunt Real Estate until you've performed, and performed as they have desired. In other words, if I said to you, I want you to sell my house, but I want, you know, $300,000 for it, that's my prerogative. I'm not gonna pay a commission until you get me exactly what I want, right?
That's absolutely correct. And I do think there's a big misconception out there, or you know, a lot of people, maybe they're just not informed, you know, to work with us, especially if I'm your buyer's agent and I'm helping you find that home, or maybe you're looking for that home to flip and you want some expert advice. That costs you absolutely nothing.
Yeah. You know, I was, as I said, I'm just starting to kind of look at houses, and I had a very specific desire for something, and I thought it couldn't be searched that way. And then one of the agents said, oh, no, we can put you on a drip campaign, and you can get emails with just the specific listings that you're looking for. So you can do that for somebody, right? If I call you and I say I'm looking for an in-law suite in a house, or I'm looking for... Well, tell me some of the things that are, you know, I mean, if somebody says, I just want a ranch homes, you can send them every ranch home in Erie County, right?
Right, right. And that would be easy. And our searches are all connected right to the multiple listing service. So they're a lot more accurate than, you know, third party sites, because they're feeding directly from what we're putting into the system. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it doesn't have to just be a ranch. You could get pretty specific. The inventory is low, so we try not to get too specific.
Yeah.
You know, I have some clients that they want a pool. They want an in-ground pool.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
We could start the search with the in-ground pool, but if there's really nothing coming up, maybe we'll do a search without the in-ground pool, and, you know, we'll talk about adding a pool later.
Yeah.
But you could get pretty specific. You know, a lot of people want fully fenced yards. They have pets. They have kids. You know, exterior of the home, in-law suites, how many bathrooms, all that stuff is something that we're going to narrow down for our clients.
And the 203K loans, Sam, those are only for interior improvements. Can you do exterior? Can you do a pool? Can you do a fence? Can you do any of that stuff?
You can do interior and exterior. And depending upon the type of work that you're doing, if you're adding decks or rooms on, then it becomes a different style of a 203K. So there's a lot more involved. That's why, as Kyle, you know, sends folks to these houses, it's nice for them to go in, and if they see the renovations they want done, is to get some feels from Kyle's perspective and then their own as far as the cost for something like this, because you got to be careful about not overbuilding and over improving the home for the
right.
area. And that's where,
right.
again, Kyle and Mark come into play to kind of set the tone as far as what they should be looking at with the renovations if they're
right.
looking to do that.
Right. And so, I mean, because I think that's what stops a lot of people. They feel like, well, okay, I need a house with a fence because I've got pets. And, you know, a fence, I have no idea what a fence costs, but if people are tight for money, they can't buy the house and pay for the fence. So if we have a mortgage product that allows them to do those, you know, renovations and include them, finance them essentially, you know, that can be very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a balance with all that too, because if you're doing $3,000 to $4,000 worth of work, then at that time, you know, you have to look at the overall expenses of the 203K if it's still financially
right.
makes sense to
if
do that.
If it's a small thing like a fence,
correct.
Better to go to the bank of mom and dad, which
exactly.
is,
exactly. Because you will pay a slightly higher interest rate
sure.
on a rehab mortgage and some additional closing costs.
But so. You know what? There's such a shortage of inventory, and if you really want that house and Fluffy is in the yard, you don't want Fluffy to get run over, a little bit more on the interest rate's okay.
That's a good point.
That's right.
Yeah.
God, my dog almost got, I have a 6-pound dog, and my neighbor has a rescue dog, and my dog got attacked last night. Oh my God, I lost 10 years of my life. I want a metal fence around my entire yard. All right, we have a caller on the line. We have Tom from Buffalo. Tom, how can we help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question as it pertains to the reevaluation that the city is doing of their property for 2020.
Okay.
Okay, here's my question is that I received the first letter on this going in, and the hypothetical on mine, my property, is it's currently assessed at 45, and they're saying that the value could be raised to $181,000.
Whoa.
Now, I understand that they haven't done reassessments in a while, but the whole thing is that I know you can challenge this and get it down a little.
Mm-hmm.
Even at that point, you're gonna drive older people right out of the city.
Yeah,
drive a lot of people out of there, and this just isn't fair.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think this has to be done fairly. I really don't know much about assessments per se. I do know that there's a gentleman, and I never can remember his name. Don Grieber. I just remembered his name. And he does this for a living. He does professional fighting of the assessment, challenges to the assessment. With that kind of difference, Tom, it might really make some sense to try and get hold of him. If you call me at 633-3700.
Hold on a second.
All right. Let me go get a pen. I will track Don down because he has, I don't remember the name of his company. And maybe if he's listening, I know he listens to the show, maybe he'll call in and give me his phone number. I always have to track him down. So I've had him on the show, and I'll tell you, when I have him on the show, it never stops because people get frustrated with their taxes, obviously.
Exactly.
Nobody really wants to pay for them. Who can blame us? And the system is not wildly fair, I don't think. But, you know, you were saying, Tom, you can change it a little. I there are times where I've seen him change them a lot.
Okay, what is the number that you were...
So call me at 633-3700 and then punch in my extension, which is 3106. And give me your name number. I'll get in touch with Don, and I will have him call you.
Okay, I understand that not every property is going to be raised in that direction, and I know that they play games with the percentages, but still, that's going to be a lot. That could be over $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
Between city and county. That's a lot of money for somebody on a fixed income.
I agree, and so I wish you good luck in fighting it, and I'll get you in touch with him, and hopefully he can help you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's frustrating. I saw that they were gonna do a reveal.
There's been a lot of people posting, and you know they're upset. A lot of these assessments have doubled. So
that is one job. My neighbor actually is the assessor in, I think it's Amherst now. And I always say, I don't want to park my car next to yours, unless I got a remote start. I mean, people get so frustrated with that stuff, he's a good guy, and I think he does a fair and decent job. But I'm like, how do you take it? People got screaming at you all day long because I just try to do the best I can, be fair. And
That definitely has a big impact, too, when it comes to a lot of first-time home buyers. When they start looking at properties as far as what those taxes are, certain towns have much higher taxes than others, and it does have a big impact on that qualification as far as their comfort level of, as Tom was talking about, making those payments.
Yeah, so. definitely. Now, and in certain townships, as soon as you buy, you get reassessed, right? Like in Amherst, I think you get reassessed based on your sale price almost right away. At least that's what customers have told me.
I believe so. I do a lot of work up in Niagara County, so usually that's much different in Niagara County where they don't do the spot assessments and the sales.
Yeah. So. I mean, I live in Lancaster, and I don't remember seeing anything in recent years. I mean, my taxes have gone up, so I think my rate must be going up.
Correct.
Since I've moved in, and I mean, my taxes are high. Well, they are everywhere, right? Is there any township, like if somebody says to you, Kyle, I only want to live where the taxes are low, you say, move to Florida.
I was just going to say
Texas.
Florida.
I'm working with a couple of sellers now that they're headed down to Texas, and they're really excited about the taxes. They're going to pay a lot less down there. But, you know, there are towns and areas that are higher than others. A lot of it depends on your school district. You know, school taxes are extremely high in some areas. And like Sam said, that's really important for a first-time home buyer or any home buyer when they're looking for what their mortgage payment's going to be. Because they're just looking at the overall cost of the home, and they're not don't always factor in those taxes. So that's something that we definitely coach our buyers on.
What about school systems, Kyle? Do you have an opinion on, like, if people say they don't want to go where the best school system is? Do you have a thought on that, or just you get the ranking out, the business first, and say, read this?
Right. They do have the rankings available, and, you know, everyone has their own opinion on different school districts. But we do a lot of work in the Star Point School District. I mean, that's one that comes up the most often for when people are really concerned about what school district they're going into. They always say, let's try to find a home in Star Point. But with that comes higher taxes.
Yeah. Well, that, and I don't mind paying for education. I think that's the best investment as a country we can make is in kids.
I mean, it's also why it's important for for buyers to get in touch with an agent, to get in touch with an agent, because a lot of times they're searching on Zillow and places like that, and they see taxes on some of these properties, and a lot of times the Zillow estimates on the taxes are considerably lower.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Our House. This is Linda Malaya sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our house is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You will also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Also ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well, only at Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. For those of you who'd prefer to join us on the air here via phone call, you can reach us at 1-800-616-9236, 803-0930, or *930. Those are all free calls. You can also reach the Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, and one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Kyle Evans from Hunt Real Estate and Sam Geraci from Hunt Mortgage. And we do have a caller on the air. Good morning, Debbie from Kenmore. Debbie, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I have a question for Kyle. He talked about working with people who are interested in downsizing. But the city of Tonawanda is planning or proposing closing two or three schools, elementary schools. And before a developer purchases those and converts them into, yet again, 1,500-plus a month apartments, what about working with municipalities and school districts about converting these into condominiums? We have a lot of very expensive condos available in the city, like 600,000 plus along the waterfront, but there aren't very many condos, and people who want to sell their home but don't want to give up their equity would rather move into a condo than an apartment.
Debbie, that's a great question, and I agree with you. I think that there should be more condos available for people. We do quite a bit of business with condos in Williamsville and the Amherst area. Getzville has a lot of condos. I don't know if that's an area that you would be interested in moving to.
I think Debbie's frustrated that they're not meeting the needs of the community. They're
right.
Renovating these schools or old buildings into something else. You know, the issue, I think, lies not with a real estate professional. It lies with a developer. Somebody has to want to take that project on, and they have to want to convert them into condos. And I'm no expert at it. I know you've got to make a filing with the state, and you've got to apply for condo status, and then, you know, I'm not sure what it takes to renovate these things. Debbie, that's a great question. I think we'll see if in a future show we can't get a developer on here, somebody who regularly does that.
I really like, and I hate to leave the Canton area.
Yeah.
And there just aren't any.
Yeah.
In this area.
Yeah, right. that's a good point and a good question. You know, where there's money to be made, somebody's going to do it. So there's got to be a disconnect somewhere. It might be the municipalities doing something to not attract a developer. Might be something else. I don't know. But if there's money to be made, you'd think a developer would be all over it.
Right. And I think that there is, because we're seeing so many downsizers. I mean, this is really common. This is a really common thing right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's not condo or apartment, we're seeing homeowner associations, you know, getting more and more people. So their grass is cut for them, landscaping's done, and it kind of has that condo living feel.
Yeah. All right, Debbie, we're going to look into it. Thanks for giving us a call. You know, my office is in the village of Lancaster, and there is a very large parking lot behind our building. There's a Save-A-Lot store, and it's been all different things over the years. And I know the town and the village of Lancaster were trying to develop this, and they had a hard time finding somebody that wanted to come in and tackle that project. Now, I'm not sure about this, but I heard that somebody is coming in and they're going to build some condos, and that'll be very exciting. The village of Lancaster has some really nice old homes and buildings, the opera houses there. I mean, I think it would be really, and it overlooks the creek, it would be a really cool place to live, and somebody doing that well, it would be very exciting. But so I think it's just got to come down to money.
Yeah, I think you're starting to see that too, like in the Narragansett County area, the North Tonawanda in particular, they're doing a wonderful job in the city of North Tonawanda in terms of development, businesses, and then other housing in the area. They're really building it up, kind of becoming another small little destination. A lot of businesses are going to be coming in on the water. We heard this coming year as well, which could drive in potentially more condo development as well.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of water around here, and people want to live with a view of water and near water, and it must just be the cost of construction, I guess. I don't know if we have any developers listening. Maybe they can fill us in. I do know that, you know, right now it seems the money's flowing to the city.
Right.
And, you know, condos there, and those are very upscale and upper end, but...
We've got the local governments are the key. I mean, the more bureaucracy you do have and the more steps you have to go through sometimes could, you know, hinder people from wanting to invest, and as you're talking about. So it's a team approach.
Right. Well, maybe that person that won the $80 million will want to invest it.
There you go.
Do I seem a little obsessed with
this?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, I do.
Because you drove by that Topps once, probably.
I did. And, you know, I have a subscription to, my mother was very obsessed with the lottery, and she would drive me crazy, and I just don't have the time to stop and buy a ticket. So to make her happy, I got a subscription. Most people don't even know you can do that. Did you know you can do that?
Didn't know that, but
right.
I'm sure there's a way.
So you go on to, you know, the lotto website, New York State. You write a check once a year. You pick your numbers, and boom, they play it for you. And if you win, they send you an email. So regularly at the office, I get these emails that say, you've won.
Oh.
And I go, oh, wow, now I can tell everybody what I really think of them. I click it open, and I've won $1. They send me an email for winning $1. I've had the subscription for easily 10 years. 10 years playing the same numbers two or three times a week. And I have maybe won $30 at any given
day. Well, if you don't play, you're never going to win.
And, well, I'm due. I am due. And then, right, then I'm going to go get the job I've always wanted. Do you know what that is?
No.
Driving the Karma bus. I got a few people I want to run over.
Oh, boy. Look out.
Now I'm teasing. I would let everybody, if I won, I would let everybody live. I'd be very happy. So, all right, back to reality, back to real estate. Kyle, if listeners wanted to reach you, you working this weekend?
Absolutely.
You're here.
I'm
You're
always
here.
Working.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah,
You're
after this radio show, we have a couple appointments. I'm meeting up with Mark. We have a listing appointment and a couple of buyer showings. The best way to reach me is on my cell phone. It's a direct number, you know, 24/7, preferably not at 2 or 3 in the morning. Has happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you could text me or call me at 716-445-8169.
Great. And if somebody was interested in maybe listing their house, they're just thinking about it, you come out and just give them, you know, have a talk. No pressure, right? You're not a pressure guy. You don't get in their kitchen and go, we're not leaving until you sign this listing agreement. You don't do that, right?
That's exactly right. I want to do what's best for the client. You know, I want to work in your best interest at all times. If I don't think it's a good, you know, appropriate for you to sell at that time, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, no pressure, absolutely free home estimate, and we'll give you an idea of what your home might sell in the market today.
I mean, pretty much, though, it is, I can't think of very many circumstances under which it wouldn't be a great time to sell right now, because there's not a lot on the market.
I agree.
So houses go a little quicker, which is really nice. If you list your house and you've got, you know, and it's on the market for, you know, 2 months and you've got 100 showings, that's stressful to a seller, I think.
That can be very stressful, and I think that comes down to, you know, you just have to have that expert there to go over everything with you, go over comparable properties, and make sure that you price the property correctly. In this market, there's really no reason it should be on the market for 100 days.
Yeah. And are you of the camp to price a little low and create a bidding war over the listing price? Or are you in the camp of price it right, or are you in the camp of price it a little high, see what you get, and then drop it? Well, where do you fall? Because a lot of different agents have different philosophies
right.
on that.
Yeah, everyone has their own strategy. I like to price it right in the sweet spot, where we're going to get the traffic, and we're going to sell it, and it's going to sell for its maximum value.
Yeah. I personally am not an agent, so I probably shouldn't even have an opinion on this, but I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I was saying this to Peter on the radio last week. I get and see this bidding war, so they price it a little low, and they get 10,000, you know, offers. That's great for the seller, maybe, but it's so frustrating to buyers. It's so aggravating to buyers, and I've had a lot of friends that have lost out on houses, and they get frustrated, and they want to walk away from the process, and that's not good for anybody. So I like to see houses priced right.
Right, know? Right in the sweet spot, and, you know, it's really common, too, for people to think that if they do list it a little higher, it will give them more wiggle room to negotiate when they do get an offer. But the problem with that is, you know, the price of a home is really a traffic price more so than what it's going to sell for. I mean, it's possible it could sell over asking. It's possible it will get negotiated down a little bit. But if you're in that sweet spot, you're going to get the people in. Your days on the market won't go too high, and everyone wins.
Yeah, definitely. Because people search. How do people search? Do they search in 100,000 ranges? In other words, if I was looking for a house between, like, you know, say I was looking for a $300,000 house, would I be searching 250 to 350? What would I do for 300?
Right. So for 300, I guess you could be on either side of the spectrum. I mean, you could be starting at 300 or you could be ending at 300. But having that round number definitely does help, because people search in at least $5,000 increments.
Okay.
You know, no one's going to end their search at 298,000.
Right.
You know, they'll probably go up to that 300,000. So if you're right on an even number like that, you could get the buyers that are looking up to that number and then buyers that are looking past that number. So you get both sides.
Yeah. Okay. And given that, you know, again, there's not a ton on the market, do you advise, if I were looking to move, do you advise me to put my house on the market first, get it sold, and then, you know, try to find something? Or what order do you go in when you're old like me and trying to downsize?
So that's a really great question, and that's a question that we're getting a lot now, especially with people looking to downsize. There's a few different things that we could do, and it really depends on the individual and their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way that we could put your market on the for sale first and ask the buyer for maybe some more time to find suitable housing.
Okay.
Or maybe do a rent back program.
Okay.
So there's ways around it either way. So it's not something that I would stress about, but it is a little tougher to find a house if you still have to sell your house, because then you're competing against people who are not contingent, and
yeah.
You are contingent.
So if you are contingent, it's almost certain you're not going to get the house, right? I mean, it's very rare that anybody would take a contingent offer in this market, right?
It makes it really tough, but if you understand the contract and you understand the seller that you're putting the offer in on and what they want, we could sweeten the offer in certain ways to make it more appealing to the seller. And that's something that we do every day. So
okay.
It's not impossible. It's tougher, but we can make it happen.
Okay, so basically this ain't your first rodeo. You know what you're doing.
That's right.
And
I like to think so.
You do. You and Mark do a wonderful job, and you have so many happy customers. Sam, if somebody wanted to reach you, how do they do that?
Best way is a cell phone, 716-864-7190.
Okay, great. And so if Peter didn't win the 80 mil, I think he's going to be here next week. If he did, I guess I'll be here next week. But either way, this radio show will be here. And thanks for listening. And everybody have a great weekend. And go Bills, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.